Sunday night, the Giants travel to Green Bay. They'll take on the Packers. Sunday night football. Item number three goes up on the board. Item number three is always the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo, who joins us. And coach, obviously, it's a big game. But you spent a lot of time in Green Bay working for Mike McCarthy. What's it going to be like when you actually walk back there as the head coach of the New York Giants?
Well, you know, I asked the players to be committed to discipline and poise, and I need to do the same thing. I'm sure there'll be some emotions flowing, but I need to focus on the game and help put these guys in a position to be successful.
Coach, you know, focusing on the game, obviously, you know, when you look at the Green Bay Packers, the first player that comes to mind is Aaron Rodgers. Do you think that you need to do anything specifically different against a guy like him? You know, he's a guy that has a great arm, but he also is very mobile. So how do you put pressure on him, but also not let him run out of the pocket and make big plays?
You know, Aaron pays special attention to the fundamentals, and they have a great scheme, obviously, but where he's best is a game within the game. And, you know, if it's not ID in the front, messing around with the linebackers a little bit or trying to get the defensive back to tip their hand, you know, he's very special with those types of things and getting the defense to jump off sides. But he's very good at the game within the game, studying his opponents, the matchups. He's going to take a look at our young players and see who he can get between their ears a little bit and get them to show what they're going to do pre-snap and try to take advantage of it.
When you look at this defense for the Green Bay Packers, and they have some young corners, and they're a little banged up in their secondary as well, how do you try to maximize that and take advantage of it, and what are some things that you can do offensively to try to attack that?
Well, when you look at their defensive backs, it really starts all up front for these guys. They get after the passer really well. Nick Perry's playing very well for them. Obviously, they have Clay and Peppers. Mike Daniels is someone who's playing at elite level. So the defensive backfield for them gets a little bit of a breather there, get a little bit of a break with that pass rush they have. But they have young athletic corners, and those guys are put to the test every week. But Morgan Burnett does a nice job of directing traffic back there. Sam Shields is somebody that they're going to miss, but they definitely have plenty of talent and a nice skill set back there.
Coach, were you encouraged by what you saw last week out of your run game, even though obviously when the score got to a certain point, you had to throw it and get a little bit away from your ratio? But it seemed as if, and that's a really good defense, that you were able to get productive runs against them.
I thought our offensive line took a nice jump last week in pass protection and in the run game. We used some other backs than we have been using, and they did a nice job. They stepped up not only in protection, but in the run game as well. We broke off a nice screen there with Paul Perkins in the second half to put us in scoring range. But the offensive line has to continue to ascend. They're working well together right now. And this week will be another big week for them.
Coach, have you talked with the team about when you go on the road, obviously you want to play clean football, and turnovers and penalties, you want to eliminate them. But how much of a priority is starting fast whenever you're on the road, especially in Green Bay?
Starting fast is always important. At home, you know, jumping on the opponent's big, but on the road especially. Last week we got off to a good start, had a nice return. Offense moved the ball a little bit, pinned them back. Defense forced a punt, then things got away from us there for a little while. But you can't have those setbacks. You have to play good team football. And I think good team football and starting fast is about feeding off of each other and not always working to cover up for each other. And it takes all three phases to get that done.
Coach, great stuff. We appreciate the time, and good luck on Sunday night.
All right, thanks for having me.